you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 15 of our podcast. Today we've got some fun topics.
It's called the Super Mega Cast.
Sorry,
it's not just some
welcome
podcast.
Welcome to Super Mega Cast. I am Matt Watson, and I'm here with my lovely friend
and partner.
Not a life partner.
No, like a business partner.
Well, I'll probably know you for life, but
sorry, not a business partner, a fun partner,
a friend,
Ryan McGee.
Yeah, that's Mr. Ryan McGee over there, and we are here to bring you a fresh, brand spanking new episode of Super Mega Cast for all of you guys to feast your ears upon. We got some fun things to talk about today.
A bunch of fun things to talk about. Are you excited for all the fun things we're going to talk about?
I am excited for all the fun things we're going to talk about.
First off, War Dogs is a movie that we saw recently. It's the latest movie we've seen, and this movie review series is probably not going to come out for a long time, but it's going to happen eventually. So just sit back, relax, and be patient. But until then, they're still going to remain here on the podcast.
Yeah,
except
these aren't the reviews
that you'll be fuck it. Okay. Anyways, War Dogs, Matt. Let's start off with the, you know, did we like it?
I loved it personally.
I really, really enjoyed it. I liked it. I would say it's kind of like the same story in a sense as Wolf of Wall Street. It's like that same dynamic of coming from nothing or having kind of a shitty job and then building yourself up to be very rich and successful, and like all the downfalls that come with what you're doing to become rich and successful. Just one of those like Martin Scorsese type of storylines in a sense, but it's directed by the guy who did the Hangover trilogy.
Todd Phillips. Our boy Todd Phillips.
I think he also did Old School.
He did that movie with Zach Galifianakis and
Due Date.
Due Date.
Mark
Wahlberg. What? Is Mark? Wait, no. Who? Oh, fucking, what's his name?
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, they look alike.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Wahlberg.
We saw Robert Downey Jr. in person for probably 3 seconds.
Yeah, he was in disguise.
He's wearing a fedora. I remember that. Can't forget that.
No.
But War Dogs was a movie that Ryan and I have been anticipating ever since we first saw the trailer way back in, what was it, like April or something?
Yeah, I like Todd Phillips' style of making like a dirty comedy.
Yeah.
Not like dirty as in like vulgar or anything, but it just, you look
gritty.
At this. Yeah, gritty. I like the actors in it. Miles Teller is from my favorite movie of 2014, Whiplash.
I haven't seen Whiplash.
You should.
I would love to. Everyone tells me I should.
Yeah, and of course, Jonah Hill, which has surprised audiences everywhere.
Yeah.
In his other roles.
He actually, you know, he's been doing more serious roles. I mean, War Dogs is still a comedy, but, you know, he played more of a serious character.
He's not a college student trying to get some poon.
Yeah, but he did a really good job, I thought. He played his character perfectly in a sense that, like, you really, I think when someone plays a character and you really hate them, like, with a passion.
Just because they're a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's how you know I think they played a character really well.
Yeah, he definitely plays a piece of shit. No, you know, spoiler alert. It's not really a spoiler at all. It's just, he just plays that asshole friend, you know?
Yeah.
The typical asshole friend in a comedy. And Jonah Hill, he likes to gain and lose weight. I'm not sure if it's for his roles, but I would assume maybe they would be.
Yeah, he was big in this movie. He was really fat, like old Jonah Hill fat.
His performance at first, I wasn't set on it, and then, like, after about, like, 10 minutes with the character, I really got used to it, and it just felt natural. I was like, okay, I believe it. It's good. We're good now. Just at first, it came off, like, a bit, like, because none of the other characters were very out there and zany like his character is. I'm not saying he's, like, cartoon. Well, he's more cartoony than the other characters, definitely.
Yeah. but overall, like, I think it had, like, the perfect balance of comedy and then hardcore drama. You know what I'm saying? A dramedy. Yeah. I love dramedies. They're, yeah, like, it's the best genre.
I like when the stakes are high. It makes you feel like they shot on location with the movie, too.
I think they did. I mean, we could probably look that up, but, like,
yeah.
I don't think when they went to Jordan, like the country in the movie, and it seemed like they can't fake that.
Doesn't look like a Hollywood set to me.
And same with when they were like driving from Jordan to Baghdad. It all looked really convincing.
Yes.
I mean, obviously they didn't go to the real Triangle of Death, but
no.
Which is like Triangle of Death, I think, is an area between Baghdad in Jordan, which is like one of the most dangerous places to go through in the world. Because
is it still one of the most dangerous, or are there more dangerous places now due to the recent rise?
Well, I can tell you this. Apparently the most dangerous place in the world, from what I've read, is the DMZ between North and South Korea.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
The most dangerous place in the world?
So they don't fuck around there.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I really liked War Dogs a lot, and I would probably see it again.
Yeah, it's definitely not my favorite comedy of the year. It's not the best movie I've seen all year, but it is definitely something I recommend to give a watch or give a try.
Oh, definitely. Give it a try.
Yeah, so we both recommend it on our own accord. So take that, take it or leave it.
Yeah, and I actually surprisingly...
I didn't like the actress. One more thing, sorry. The actress who played his wife, I don't think she's a good actress.
Who is she? She was...
What's her name? Fuck, her name...
Ana de Armas?
Yes. She played Iz. Yep. She was also in Knock Knock, which is not a... It's a horrible movie.
Knock Knock? It sounds bad. Like a Kevin James movie.
what's his name? Eli Roth directed it, and then Keanu Reeves stars in it, and then it's her and then some other girl that also starred in Green Inferno. Just a clusterfuck of just terrible choices.
Eli Roth movies.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, but I actually surprisingly... have not seen Superbad.
You haven't? Neither have I.
Oh, really?
I've only seen bits and pieces, like when it would come on TV.
I've seen little bits of it, too.
Should we see? I don't know. I'm afraid I won't like it.
Well, I think you should still see it anyway. It's not going to, like, ruin anything. It's
true.
Not like you have, like, a high holding of it already.
That was more for, like, when we were young, that was for kids that are our age now. Like, the older high school to, like, early college kids. Even though I'm technically the age where I should be a graduate of college, but, you know, I failed my parents on that regard.
Fucking failure, Ryan. They're very disappointed in you.
Yep, and
your
now
mom
I'm
texted
doing
me
this
earlier today
this...
and said, tell Ryan I'm very disappointed in him.
Tell Ryan he could have done something else.
He could have done something, you know, productive with his life.
He could have been an astronaut.
Well, I don't know about that. That takes, like, a lot of...
Could have been in the military.
You definitely could have done that.
Anyone could do that.
Could have sold your,
God, that sounds,
your freedom away. And...
That sounds shitty. I don't mean, like, any... Well, what I mean is... Gay, black, or white, yellow, blue.
What?
That are stripes.
Ryan, you know that I'm blue.
You are welcome in the military, kids.
Whoa. Is that a real song?
No.
You just came up with that on the spot?
Is that surprising?
You should fucking...
It didn't make any fucking sense.
Dude,
it didn't have any rhythm.
You should... The military, if you're listening, anyone in the U.S. military, get Ryan an interview to be hired as, like, the U.S. military jingle writer. We will win any war because everyone will want to enlist. There was actually... Yesterday or last night, there was, like, a massive earthquake in Italy that's killed, like, 250 people.
Really?
Yeah. Did you even hear about that?
No.
Yeah, because it wasn't
I don't
American,
keep up
so.
With the news.
I just get news notifications on my phone every day, so...
Nothing surprises me anymore. Like, why do I need to be updated by constant tragedy?
That's
nothing
true.
Fucking surprises me. I don't care. It's bad, I get it, boo-hoo. But you have to be updated with what's going on. Yeah, what's going on is everything's just boo-hoo, sad or bad. Is it sad or is it bad this time, Matthew? What is the news?
Let's turn on the news and see. Let's play Is It Sad or Bad? Or Is It Dad? That's that secret little channel where it's just Dale doing his dances. Dale loves his dances. You want to hear a funny thing my dad did?
He danced?
One time my dad was in front of the TV and I was watching. I say, hey, dad, move. And he started dancing because I told him to move.
Really?
It's classic Dale.
My dad, if I stood in front of the TV, he'd be like, you're not a window. And I'd be like, what does that mean? He'd be like, I have to explain it to my stupid son.
Just get out of the way, son.
I know. He's like.
I can't believe you didn't get that. You call yourself a comedian?
But dad, I'm not even. I haven't picked out my
prom
my dreams.
Dad, I haven't picked out my prom dress yet. What would your...
Oh, my God, prom. I went to junior and senior prom.
I did, too. And junior prom was a blast. Senior prom sucked ass.
Both proms were decent. I just, like, The events surrounding them were pretty just weird. Let me paint the picture for you, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah, paint it for me.
Junior year.
Yeah.
Ryan knows a gal that he's...
Ooh.
He's been friends with since, you know, sophomore year of high school.
Ryan, that's a whole year.
Yeah.
Her with the girl for a whole year.
Yeah, no, she broke up with her boyfriend recently.
Ooh.
And so, and her boyfriend was jealous of me because we hung out a lot and we talked and we were like, hey, how you doing? I actually started to develop feelings for her, while she was still in the relationship. And so I was like, hey, do you want to go to the prom? And she's like, no, sorry. someone already asked me. I was like, uh-oh. And then it turns out that other guy invited just a bunch of girls to the prom just to like, so maybe one would say yes. So like it ended up that she was just one of the many yeses that he had.
So shitty.
I know. So she was like, fuck it. And then we went and then there was a chocolate fountain with cheese and crackers and shit.
Cheese in the chocolate fountain and crackers?
No, the chocolate fountain was separate. And then they also had cheese.
I love fondue.
And then crackers. And then, senior prom, I wore a big, dumb, gray tux.
Like you looked like grandpa's funeral?
Yeah, I looked like a fucking clown.
Well, might have been the clown shoes. So junior prom, I don't really remember it that much. I don't even remember junior prom right now.
What? Really?
Oh, I remember it now. Yeah. It was fun.
Wasn't that long ago for you? What, like
know,
a year
I just,
ago?
I'm very funny, Ryan. No, I junior prom was fun. I danced my pants off, had a good time. And then... senior prom, basically, I went with a girl who's my friend, and then the girl I actually liked, I saw her talking about how cute this other guy was, and I got really depressed, and then I went...
Depressed.
And I
you got depressed?
Yeah, I was like...
You were depressed because of this?
I was really upset. I was like, oh, man. So I just left prom. And also my prom, so they booked this venue that I guess they sold more tickets than the venue would allow people in. So people are like, we paid $50 for a prom ticket. Like, you got to let us in. And people would, like, refuse to leave. They're like, yeah, sorry, guys. Some of you just need to leave prom, even though you paid.
What?
Yeah, no, it was a clusterfuck. So then the DJ they hired was this just white, like, 40-year-old dude named DJ Kyle. And DJ Kyle put his hands up in the air and refused to play music until people left.
What a fucking cunt,
so
dude.
Guess what? Almost every single person at prom left and got a refund.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good.
And the
Did
entire
you get a refund?
No, I didn't. I don't know why. I never pursued that.
Your dad was like, he's not my son.
I felt I
he
I
was
don't
not
know.
A true man. He did not. Because only true men ask for refunds.
That is true. Only true men. But
I don't know.
I felt bad for the woman kind of like organizing the prom.
It wasn't
her fault, but it was her loss. And I liked her a lot and I felt bad for her. So I guess I just didn't really bother. But I walked back to my car, which I parked like a fucking mile away. And I was kind of passed out in my car. And I felt like shit. And then that was a depressing night of my life.
Depressing.
It was pretty depressing.
Depression. What a depressing night.
It was depressing.
Yeah, if prom's one of the most depressing.
I didn't say it was one of the most depressing. I just said it was depressing.
Prom is depressing.
It was
when you're there.
Depressing for me. Ryan? Yeah, but then that was my senior prom, and it was fun. It was awful. Absolutely awful. They played really shitty songs, and DJ Kyle wouldn't play the tunes. Thanks, DJ Kyle.
You and I are recently having to make a detour whenever we want to walk to our apartment because we can't go through a certain alleyway anymore.
We can't.
Because it's become...
Kind of like a homeless city.
Yeah. It's a big group started hanging out there.
There used to be no one there, and it was like a very nice, empty alley.
Yeah. We don't have a problem with homeless people, of course. It's just they brought a couch into the alleyway and like, they tip it over every night in different fucking positions.
It's just throw it around.
So it's like hard to navigate through the alleyway to like get to where we need to go.
It's just like it'll be like thrown around. We'll come outside like 20 minutes later. It'll be somewhere else in the alley, like flipped upside down. And then there'll be someone sleeping under it. And then there'll be like two people sitting on it smoking cigarettes. And it's like, all right.
We can't get through this. We need to get through this area to park.
And so it's weird because like then also if you
more
drive
have
past
come
them,
more have come over time.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's slowly becoming like a little boom town, a little Hooverville, if you will,
a little Shire.
And like then when you drive by, they just like they'll stare at you like into your soul. And it's like, hey, like that time we were pulling into the Taco Bell drive thru and there was this dude just standing in the way, just walking, and like he wouldn't get out of the way of the car because we were just driving straight to the drive thru. And he was just walking and like he turned around and just stopped and stared at us like, what? And it was like, okay. So we drove past him and then he just walked by the car and just gave us like the most.
He grimaced at you. I didn't want to make eye contact because
I held eye contact with him. I want to make it awkward.
No, it's like I feel like if you make eye contact with people, you're challenging them in a sense.
Yeah, but I'm
like
if people
have that mental state where they're very aggressive.
They're children, basically.
I guess. They're, like, very primitive. Like, even like, some dogs or whatever, aren't you not, like, supposed... Is it cats or dogs? You're not supposed to, like, look them directly in
just
the eye.
Just any predator, you shouldn't look in the eye. Like, any big thing that can kill you, don't look it in the eye.
Because it's challenging them or something,
yeah,
right?
Something like that. They don't like eye contact.
Yeah, so I feel like that with certain humans that have, like, that walk a certain way and, like, you know, just look mad at you for no reason. But, this has nothing to do with homeless people. Just another
it's type an observation of humans.
Another observation of humans is one time back in South Carolina, I was getting my car fixed and I went to go get a pack of cigarettes. This was like a while ago. And there's this guy sitting outside and he's like, hey, can I have a cigarette? And like, sure. You know, it's one of those days where you're like, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be talkative. You know, life is too short, blah, blah, blah. And so, this was like 2 years ago. Jesus. Anyways. So I was fixing up my car. We smoked, we talked, and he told me of like how he was a Vietnam veteran and how he, in his own words, had all types of pussy. So, he then asked me for another favor. He's like, hey, could you, he was like fighting on the phone with his wife because his wife apparently left him on the side of the road because they got into a fight. He's like, yeah, my wife just left me here and I need a ride back home. And I'm like, okay, sure. I'm feeling extra nice today. So he gets in my car. And then he, from the gas station, brings in like a 6-pack of beer and he just opens one up and starts drinking with the window down.
That's illegal,
and everything.
Isn't it?
Like, it is. Like, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, dude, if cops see you, I'm fucked. I'm the one that gets shit on for that.
Did you tell him that?
No, because I didn't want him to
just
get mad.
It's just uncomfortable. It's like, oh, God,
I don't know what he's
going to
do. He's in my car now. Okay. I lost.
Well, he doesn't care, though. He's like, yeah. I don't care.
So like he finished one. And put it on the ground nice and gently. So, you know, blah, blah, blah. He opened another one, started drinking. I'm like, where are we going? He's like, let's pull into this neighborhood. So he directs me to the neighborhood. And then we park outside of a house. And I'm like, is this your house? He's like, yes. I'm like, okay. So then he calls someone, gets in a fight with God knows who. Then he's like, actually, no, pull up a little more.
The president of the United States.
What if it was? And so we pull up to another house. And then he just gets out. I'm like, is this the place? Yeah, hold on 1 second. I'm like, okay, I just want to get you to where you are. I'm trying to be a nice person. And he starts, he unzips his fly and starts urinating on the front lawn.
Oh, God.
Of this person's house.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I'm just sitting there in amazement, honestly. It's I think I've just given up at this point. And then he walks back, gets in the car, and I'm like, hey, I'm just going to drop you off. He's like, yeah, that's fine. So I just drop him off at a Waffle House. And that's the story of whatever this guy's name is. Let's call him Benjamin.
Benjamin, dude. I guarantee right now, Benjamin's a multimillionaire. He's sitting in his mansion.
He's a mogul.
He's listening to Super Mega Cast. I'm like, oh my God, it was him. I gotta thank him. And like a check comes in the mail for like $3 million next week.
That would change my life.
Benjamin. And it's like signed from Benjamin to Ryan McGee from Benjamin.
But there's a wink at the end of Benjamin because he's like, that's not his real name. But he's like, hey, you talked about me. Wink,
and then you
wink.
Can't cash the check because he signed it fraudulently. It says Benjamin with a wink. And they're like, whoa, we can't accept this check. That's not a real name.
But what if legally that was his signature?
Even you have to go and be like, hey, man, I need you to get your name changed. Instead of just rewriting the check, he has to go, like, get his name legally changed.
To Benjamin Winky Face.
Benjamin. How hard is it to get your name legally changed? Like, how long is that process like?
I don't know. I'd imagine it would be as hard as getting a divorce.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know, dude. I feel like not a lot of people change their names, but it's when people change their names. Usually it's really crazy people that change their name. Like, there was a dude that changed his name to... Fuck, what was it? He tried to sue Jackass. Yeah. Some dude changed his name to Jackass. And because he was like a comedian, he legally changed his name to Jackass because the government let him do that. And then after like the Jackass movies became really successful, he sued Jackass saying they were stealing money from him by like
he didn't win, right? Please tell
no,
me.
No, no, no. He
okay,
didn't win.
Good.
But
sometimes people win in those shitty circumstances.
Like people will sue McDonald's for their coffee being too hot. It's so fucking stupid, dude. Because I worked fast food for a few years and honestly, I do recommend working fast food because for a lot of you entitled millennials, I think that working fast food or just working service kind of shows you what people are like because it kind of shattered my illusion that everyone's like nice. And
you and I both worked with customer service because like I worked at a grocery store and you worked. So we had like two
different
experiences.
I think it's a really good experience. Yeah, because like looking back, I think it was a great experience because you get to see that people fucking suck.
Yeah.
And it kind of opens your eyes and it. You know, kind of hardens you a little bit to reality, I guess.
And here's the thing. And it teaches you, you know, you're always taught if you're nice to people, they'll be nice back type of thing.
Yeah.
Your job is to be nice to people. So you're nice to people like almost 100% of the time. People are nice to you probably, I'd say, 60 to 50% of the time. Otherwise, yeah. They're not rude, but they...
Just neutral.
Yeah.
Just, hey. Ugh.
And it's just, it just shows you, it's almost like you're in a zoo. I'd say, and you're just kind of like watching people and how they act. That's what I did. I like at a cash register, I would just
people watching.
Yeah, and then when I had the deal with the front end, because then I got off the cash register and like was like in charge of all the people at the cash registers. I forget what that title was, but like, God, some of the customers and some of their fucking complaints.
People, like, God, there's just so many fucking entitled just people that see people in the service industry as just shit humans. And I worked at Chick-fil-A, and I had to deal with a lot of, like, older white people that were really, really wealthy that just didn't give a shit. They wanted their Chick-fil-A.
Because you lived in Plantation Charleston.
I did. I lived in Charleston, South Carolina, so I got a lot of those old Charleston people speak
like
that.
Oh, with the southern drawl.
Yeah, that little southern charm accent. They'll come through and be like... Yes, I'd like a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, please. But whoa. I remember this one girl or this woman called and said that her sandwich was so hot when she took a bite that she had to be hospitalized for like third-degree burns in her mouth. And we're like, when was this? And she was like 2 hours ago. And it's like, then how are you fucking calling us on the phone? It's like people are so stupid. And I remember there was this one dude who always came through the drive-thru. And I got to do the voice. This is how he'd order. He'd go, I'd be like, thank you for choosing Chick-fil-A. This is Matt. How may I serve you today? And he'd be like... He'd get really close up to the receiver, and he'd be like, yes, I would like one Chick-fil-A chicken. Or no, it was he ordered a char... Yeah, he'd go, I'd like one Chick-fil-A char-grilled chicken sandwich, and instead of the crisp waffle potato fries, I would like a signature side salad with classic buttermilk ranch dressing, and then a tall glass of water to wash that down. And every time he'd come through, he'd be like, guys, it's him! So other people could hear it. And then I'd be like, the best part about this dude is he would start to yell. If, like, I'd be like, I'd mess with him. I'd be like, what was that?
A char grilled Chick-fil-A chicken.
And then after, like, the second time, he'd be like, a char grilled Chick-fil-A chicken
he
sandwich.
Really get that loud?
Yeah, he would yell. Like, not in really a mean way, but more in just like a, ah! And then he would pull around to the window and he'd always just be a huge dick in real life. He'd just like count his coins and just not even look at me and just like kind of drop them into my hand and not say, I don't know, dude, it's a stupid thing to get pissed off over. But I would always get bothered when people would come through and they just like wouldn't make eye contact and they won't say thank you. They won't like acknowledge you. It's like it's I don't know. It's a stupid thing to get mad over. But I get really pissed when people don't say thank you. If I go out of my way to hold the door for someone and they just walk right through in their own world. It's like, that's kind of shitty.
I got a question.
I got an answer.
What was the biggest complaint?
A Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Biggest
like,
complaint
the
that someone
complaint
had.
The biggest complaint of one time or like overall?
Like the amount of this one complaint was higher than the amount of any other complaint given.
So when you work, I think this is the way for most restaurants, just most cash registers. I think you can probably, because you work at cash registers. Mm-hmm. When the drawer is shut, it can't be open unless you open it with a key or make a transaction, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Or, well, we had this, like, button combination, but sometimes you would need the, like, front-end assistant's key.
Yeah, we didn't have that. We had to either make a transaction or we had to have a manager come unlock the drawer. So I remember it was within my first, like, few months working there. Because, you know, they tell you how much change to get back, and then it's up to you to do the math in your head. So I give this woman her change, and the drawer shuts, and she stands there, big line behind her, and she goes, she, like, sifts through the change and goes, "You forgot to give me a penny." And I'm just like, "Yeah? Yeah. I'm short 1 cent." And I'm just like, "Let me go get my manager from the back."
It's Southern pride at this point, right?
Yeah, so I have to go back. I have another story about that, too. So I go back, and I have to fucking get my manager from the back with a long line and go unlock the drawer so I can give her penny. And that actually happened about 3 different times while I worked at Chick-fil-A. It's so shitty. It's like, how often do you, like, who even uses pennies? I haven't used a penny in like 2 years. No. I never use pennies.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Unless, like, I know that I'll have exact change. Like, if I'm in the car and it has change in my cup holder, I don't carry around pennies with me.
Pennies, I just, like, toss them.
They get lost. I've lost more pennies than used pennies. That's a fact. I think that's a fact for everyone.
Ryan, if you actually saved all your pennies, you'd be a lot richer.
Another story about, like, Southern pride. It's, like, a really big thing. I was going to work with my buddy Jose, who it's a guy who I made, like, those old We Sell Drugs videos and stuff with. Great guy, but he worked at Chick-fil-A with me, and that's how we met. And we were on our way to work one day, and we stopped at McDonald's to get breakfast. And there's this, like, big, old, fat white dude, very Southern white dude in front of us in line. And he's like, "I want the big breakfast combo." "All right, sir, it's going to be this much." And he's like, "Well, no, that's going to be this much. It says it on the menu, and you're charging me 3 cents more."
"Well, sir, price has changed overnight, and we haven't updated the menu yet."
"Well, that's 3 cents I'm not paying. I'm not paying it. You're taking it off."
That is, I think that is, a, like, a lot. If, like, the price tag says that, then you can't charge them more
it
for what
it morning,
says.
It was the morning, and it changed last night. And, like, yeah, no, I like, totally get that.
No,
I get
saying,
that.
Like, physically the price tag. Like, I that's his only defense. But he's being stubborn for no reason. You're
yeah,
right.
It's like 3 cents. And he's like, "I'm not paying that 3 cents. It's like, holy fuck, dude. It's 3 pennies. And he just, like, turned around and looked at me and Jose, and he's like, "Christ." Like, we're in agreement with him. And we're just like, "Dude, you're holding up the line. I'll fucking pay the 3 cents.
You should have done that. He would have been like,
"No.
I mean, I have three. Like, I have three
dude,
pennies.
I'll fucking pay it. It's not a big deal."
"No, I have 3 cents. I can pay it if I wanted to."
"Then pay it."
"I... No.
Then I'll pay it.
No.
I just want to fucking get my food, dude.
I want my food for the price that it's promised.
Well, you're being a big baby. Go home and suck.
No, you're being a big baby.
No, I'm being a grown adult offering to pay for.
No, you're being a grown adult.
Freaking out over
you're the one freaking out over 3 cents.
At that point, I would just probably grab his nuts with like one He'd strong be like, clutch.
Now you're the one grabbing my nuts.
Yeah, I am. And I'd pull his trousers down and suck them off right there in the McDonald's. Gay. you have any good shitty service stories? I'm sure you got plenty working at a grocery store in South Carolina.
Just like women bathrooms shitty. Are the most disgusting compared to men's.
Oh my god, yes.
They're so gross.
No one believes me. Girl bathrooms are way grosser than male bathrooms.
Like there are more cases of shit splattered on the wall in female restrooms than male restrooms. There are more cases of female products not being disposed of properly and just strung about wherever they could throw them.
There's more pee on the toilet seats in women. No, because they hover over the seat because they don't want to sit and piss.
Yeah.
So then they pee everywhere because it's harder for them to aim. But
Can't they just make the fucking toilet paper things?
I do that.
Yeah.
Like, you take some toilet paper when you sit down and make, like, a nice little seat.
Yeah.
But like, the thing is, I remember on, like, two separate occasions at Chick-fil-A, a woman had defecated her slacks and, like, was a responsible adult, had taken off her underwear, which was filled with fecal matter, and her pants, and, you know, she didn't want to throw it in the trash can. That'd be too much work.
Of course.
Instead, she got behind a toilet and stuffed them behind the toilet.
Oh.
No one's gonna find it there, Ryan. And another woman, I don't know if it was intentional, if she was psychotic, but she had shit in her pants and her hands, and she had smeared it all over the bathroom stall and the wall and the toilet and stuff. So that was a grown woman that did that. And also another time, this big woman came in, and a big Madea looking lady. She comes in, and I was like, wow, it's like 20 minutes before we closed. I was like, huh, something smells like pee. And then I looked at this woman, and her pants were just drenched in piss.
Did she know?
She didn't know. She didn't know. I think she was mentally ill or something. But she was just really big, but I don't know how you wouldn't know you pissed yourself. She orders food, perfectly normal, goes and sits down at a seat, sits there until the restaurant closes, gets up and leaves. I go
There's
over.
There's a puddle in the seat.
Yeah. Well, not really a puddle because she had already peed.
It's just damp.
But it was moist. Ugh. And I was just, ugh. And I had to clean up the seat and shit. And sorry, one more story about piss. It's just all flooding back to me.
Uh-huh.
This kid, there was like the playpen at Chick-fil-A. And to get into the playpen, you had to climb up like a vertical tunnel that had like alternating steps, I guess. They weren't really steps. You kind of like had to snake your way up it. But if you're a kid, you can do it. But behind each step was like a big space. Or behind the first step was a big hollow space no one could get to. A kid whips out his dick and just fills that thing with piss one day.
Oh my god.
And we can't get it out. So true story. And I didn't know what to do, so I sprayed a bunch of Febreze in it and left it, and it's still to this day probably filled with piss.
Really?
I mean, it's dry by now, but there's no way to get in there and clean it unless they remodeled the thing. And another time a kid took a shit down the slide.
Why? Oh my god.
And they would send like Jose in to go clean it up. But they're like, hey, if you clean up bodily fluids, you get a free dessert. Thanks.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure you want a poop looking like an ice cream cone.
Nice
like a chocolate ice cream cone.
Yeah. Hey, I just cleaned up some but like they'd be like, oh, you can get some free fries. But like, I just cleaned up a kid's fry vomit. I don't want free fries. Because this little kid came in, like, he'd just gotten his, like...
Their waffle fries are good, though.
Oh, they're delicious. Chick-fil-A is unbelievably delicious. But, like, this kid had just got his yellow belt in karate, and he comes in, and he's like, I want fries! And his mom's like, I'll get you some fries, sweetie. And he gets a large fry and, like, eats it all and then just hurls it all over the floor, and I had to go clean that up. It's disgusting. And there's a lot of people puked in Chick-fil-A.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you don't like vomit. You're not one for vomit.
I hate vomit. And I heard a kid puke once, and it... Oh, scared me.
Did it give you PTSD?
I got triggered by that vomit.
You got PTSD triggered from that.
I got PTSD's nuts. I can tell you that right now. Mike didn't even pick that up.
Nope. I pooted, though.
Ryan farted.
I did.
Big fucking surprise, dude.
I am a big fucking surprise. Surprise,
I want
it's
you
me.
My birthday cake next
Ryan,
year.
Ryan, huh?
I want a big birthday cake, and I want you to pop out of it.
I would if you
with
paid
little nipple tassels.
If you
stuff.
Paid for it, I'd do it. If you paid for a giant birthday cake.
It's a birthday surprise, though.
I don't want to spend it on... I'm not going
to
buy it.
I never said for you to buy the cake. I just want you to pop out of it. Get other people to get me a big cake.
I'll get Brent to buy it.
Yeah, get Brent to buy it. No. Well, if that's the case, I want Brent in there with you.
Okay.
I want you both naked nipple tassels, and I want you covered in Vaseline. And I want you to both be wearing, like, one diaper.
Okay.
And I want you guys to pop out and just, surprise!
What you wearing?
Hey, what you wearing? Fucking love Brent. Brent
is so awesome.
He's the best manager in
the
world.
He was scooting around the office today.
Yeah, you got a great little clip of him scootering.
It's only for me to enjoy.
I want to enjoy it, too. It's really funny. It's just like a still shot, and then Brent just rides by on the scooter. If you don't know who Brent is, he's the manager of Game Grumps.
He's so fucking awesome.
He's also our employer, and he's a sweet, wonderful little man. And he has a Twitter. I think it's like the Brent Lily on Twitter. Go check him out. He's cool. We love him. Never loved a man like I've loved Brent.
What about your dad? What about your sister?
Okay, you're real funny, because my sister had the sex change, Ryan. My sister didn't actually have a sex change. She just got married to a man.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
There's nothing wrong with getting a sex change.
Just a part of the problem.
Yeah, she changed her last name and everything, so. Dude, I got to change her last name in my phone. That's
weird.
Well,
what's the, marriage? Like, what's the benefit of it other than, like, I get to... You become technical family, and you get to, like, visit them in the hospital during dire circumstances and...
Like, legal benefits?
I guess, are there, like, tax write-offs when it comes to having a spouse?
Yeah, that's why... That was one of the big things about... That was a big thing during the gay marriage fight. It wasn't just...
gay marriage fight.
The great gay marriage war. No,
the battle of the great gay marriage.
That was one of the things about gay marriage was, you know, it wasn't just about having the same... Of course, the biggest part was about having the same rights and being able to marry whoever you...
That's the pinnacle of the movement.
Yeah, but there was also a big thing about benefits. You know, people, it's like when you're married to a spouse, you get certain benefits that involve... I don't know what they involve. It involves money stuff, though. I don't know if it's like...
Well, it's money and the hospital thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing, too. And it's like, say you've basically been... You have this partner. You've been your partner for 60 years, and you're both gay, and it's like they're in the hospital dying, and it's like, sorry, immediate family only, and you can't go in and see them.
That, dude, that there are stories of that.
That fucking sucks.
I know. It was bullshit, but now, you know...
I would never forgive someone for that. No. I would raise hell about that for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I would never be okay with that. If I didn't get to see, like, my dying partner because they're like, sorry, immediate family only, and it's like, just because I don't have a... government piece of paper saying that I'm legally bound to them, I can't go see them.
But now everyone can get a government piece of paper.
Yay!
and be looked upon by the government and be filed in their filing cabinet of marriages.
Mm-hmm. You think they have just like one big filing cabinet just packed with papers like marriages?
Yeah.
And then they have another one for divorces, a little paper shredder that just says divorce on it, and they just drop the files into it.
God, that's the thing though. Like, marriage, like, there are benefits, but it's hard to want marriage when divorce is, you know, the rates are so high. And you always go, I'm going to be with someone, I'm going to make sure we never get divorced. I'm like, what do you think most marriages start out? They're not going to start out going, you know, this is going to end one day. They're like, they're full on just, yeah, this is going to last. We're going to do this. We love each other. And it ends.
Well, people find out they're not compatible because I think a lot of people get married. Because I think a lot of people get married while they're in a very, like, glamorous phase of the relationship.
The honeymoon stage.
That's why I think it's very important to not date someone for just a year and then get married. You know, because if you're going to spend your life with them, spending a few more years dating isn't going to change anything.
Well, there also goes the whole thing, like, is monogamy something that humans are meant for? Like, as a species?
I don't know anything about that.
Because I'm just talking real. Like, biologically, you know, we're supposed to spread our seed type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that plays any role today in our, like, minds, like, underneath?
I think that's why people cheat. I think it's a big reason why people cheat, why people are unfaithful and stuff.
Like, of course, there's the emotional stuff like that, but it also has to deal with just kind of being horny.
I'm horny right now, Ryan.
Then come over here and cheat on your girlfriend.
Okay, I'm pulling my trousers down. I'm preying, dude.
Oh, pree. That joke's on so many channels by now, probably.
Yeah, it's on Game Grumps, Super Mega.
What was that? That was my flip-flop. Oh. It sounded like a terrifying screech.
I thought it was like a radio signal coming in from, like, outside the door from our recording studio. I'm like, is the FBI about to kick down our door?
Yeah.
I mean, how dare you boys talk about the government? You're under arrest for being gay.
In the future, do you see yourself married?
Yeah.
Do you see yourself with kids?
Yeah. I do.
What's the draw for you? Because like, I used to really want kids. I used to.
Okay. Well, actually,
I used to really like. I don't know. I would always be like, man, I can't wait trick or treating stuff. Like, I can't wait to buy presents and surprise them, and be a dad. And
I think that
lost that completely.
I think that part recently. Of that might. I think God. A lot of that has the possibility to come back as you become older and more mature and start to like settle down with life. I feel part of that might come back more,
but like, part of it's not being adventurous for me. It's not like I want to do more with my life. I mean, that's part of it. Part of it is like I have no open, like my mind. It's just like, I can't see myself wanting to spend that much time and effort on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a totally valid opinion. And that, who knows, maybe 10 years from now,
I'll change my mind.
You might have a wife who really wants kids and you love her and you're going to be like, okay, yeah, I'll have a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly, thinking back now, I kind of take back what I said. I do see myself getting married. I don't know. Well, it's hard to think about right now because
you're young.
We're very young. I'm 20. You're 22.
Yeah.
We're both living like a phase in our lives where we have so much freedom.
Yeah.
And it's hard to comprehend like another lifestyle where we are bound down by, you know, having a spouse and having a child, because once you have a child, there's no getting out of that. There's no like,
no,
there's no like, oh, I'll only be responsible for him for a little bit. It doesn't go away. When you have a kid until you die.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's a massive fucking responsibility. And, you know, people like, I think a lot of people get married too early and have kids too early mm-hmm. and end up very miserable. And I think that if I do end
up... Some people end up very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can, go you. I'm glad that you can find happiness with your life. But I think that for me to have a kid, and I'm not ruling out having a kid, you know, mm-hmm. like I'm saying, it's hard to see right now because it is a lot of money and a lot of responsibility. And I'm not mature enough right now to think about having a kid, and I'm not mature enough to have a kid right now. I couldn't have a kid right now. I'm not financially stable. I'm not, you know, honestly, I'm not mature enough to have a kid.
No. Well, I don't. I've learned this, and I've looked at people around, you know, just kind of like, you know, you've been at high school with a lot of people. You meet a lot of people along the way. None of these people are friends of mine, or I consider them friends of mine. So, like, I'm not risking any offense, but I think I've realized that you're never like old enough to have a kid. Like,
you're never
like yeah. your age is older. But I feel like when I'm 40, I'm going to kind of just, at the heart of myself, be that I'm going to laugh at the same shit, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Of course, you know, you and I have both changed a lot in the past year, so God knows how much more we're going to fucking change.
Life changes. A year from now, we'll be doing a toy unboxing channel.
Yeah, I mean, think about that, dude. I mean, a lot's fucking changed. You and I have started Super Mega.
Yeah, just in the last, it's only been about 4 or 5 months now.
Yeah.
We're creeping our way up to 100,000. So thanks to everyone who listens to our podcast and watches our videos. It's kind of weird. Taking it back real quick, like, actually, who is it? Bionic Pig TV. He's part of that podcast, Hot Wet Soup. He actually just had a baby last week, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's posting about it on Twitter.
What? Okay, he posted about it on Twitter.
Yeah, no, it's not secret. He posted about it on Twitter, but he just had a little baby.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Grayson, I'm not going to, but he's going to have a,
he's going to have a little boy, isn't he?
Yep. little boy.
Grayson from the old Syndigo videos.
Rodney
the frag grenade, that guy. He's about to have a little kid.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, everyone is growing up. We're sitting here making dick jokes into a microphone for tens of thousands of younger people. And if you're older than us, then, yep.
Thanks for growing up with us, I guess.
Thank you. It's kind of weird to think about, too, because, like, the podcast, say it gets 10,000 views in a week. That's like us doing it in front of an audience of 10,000 people.
I don't feel like that, though. Like, not.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that.
No part of me feels like I'm speaking to a mass crowd. It just feels like I'm speaking to small individuals because their voices look so similar in the comment section.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's so many people, because I think a lot of the commenters kind of have the same mindset, and a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think a lot of more mature watchers don't really leave comments because I never comment.
I've never commented.
I only commented on videos when I was young.
Yeah. I mean, like, a part of that also is just kind of like, I guess my whole feeling. I don't think I'll ever feel big. you know, in terms of YouTube popularity.
Well, looking in those pants, I'll tell you, that's not the case.
Ooh.
But well, I don't think so either.
I
don't think, like, it feels weird, like, that people actually watch us, you know?
Part of me wants to kind of, I wonder if it's just kind of like, I don't feel like I deserve this form of success, kind of.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, there's a lot of personal stuff to go along with it, but it's just, right now, you and I have this gaming channel, and it's like all this stuff, but there are people out there that are very fucking talented and work their fucking asses off to produce, like, really high quality, like, fucking content, and I want this channel to be of high quality content, and we're working hard. We're working really fucking hard.
We're working hard
on a lot of channels right now, and it's not too much work. It's a lot of work, but it's not too much, and I think it's more of the feeling of you always want to get better, and so I don't think I'm ever going to give myself credit to be like, okay, I'm good now. I am done.
Yeah,
I am finished.
Because you always strive for that point, but you never get there.
Yeah.
But I think that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think that keeps you on top of things.
Because what I've noticed is that when people do reach that level of success, they always say they're left in that kind of like, what do I do now state.
Yeah.
And that can last a long time.
So maybe it's best not to reach that point, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if that point is attainable, keep trying to go farther. Because once you reach that point where you're like, what now? You find you're not as happy as you thought you would be at that point.
But then you try to find something else.
And then next thing you know, you're fucking
you're on another journey.
Cocaine.
Yeah, that too.
Yep. Anyway, guys, I think that's a good place to end this podcast with Ryan and Matt.
Bye.
Bye. Sexual.
Nope.
Bisexual.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.